Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We are window shopping on the Home Squad this afternoon. I'm joined by Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, Jenny Sheehan, and Sarah Carroll from Sand and Deliver DIY. Good afternoon. How are we doing?
Cold.
Yeah, I know it is, isn't it? Like, and if it was ever a better week to talk about windows, and we were only chatting to the SEAI yesterday about insulation and grants and all that goes with that. So people will be at home, Jenny, today, maybe thinking about replacing windows, or there's a draft coming through and they want to upgrade them. Your advice on picking those windows, first of all?
Ooh, well, my favourite, the one I would always recommend if you're saving up and you're spending the money, I would say go for Aluclad and go for double glazing. I find the difference, not I find, the difference actually between double and triple, I just don't think it's really worth it.
Oh really? I got the triple.
Yeah, I mean, go for it. Unless you want to go for it, you're not going to miss out.
And the only difference I can tell is sound. So if you're on a busy street, the front of your house faces out into a busy street, it's not that much more expensive to have the triple, and it does make a huge difference to the sound.
Yeah.
So you say go triple, you say go Aluclad.
I say go Aluclad, I like
it. Right, and we're on the interior side of windows, your top tip for people on, well, making them look pretty on the inside and outside.
Yeah, I mean, number one, do spend the time getting window dressings. People don't bother a lot of the time, but they add huge amount of decorative value.
What do you mean by window dressings?
So anything, your blinds or your curtains or whatever. But like, if people just opt for nothing at all, it can look very bare. It doesn't give good sound quality into the room. You know, it helps with echo, it helps with texture, it helps with layering. So I would just say don't do nothing. Mm. Do something.
And insulation, it really does help to keep the heat in as well. So in this week, it's good to talk about it. I totally agree with you. My other tip would be make sure to think about why you're putting something on there as well. So it can look pretty, it can be for light, it can be for sound, it can be for insulation. It might be to completely change the decorative scheme of the room. Maybe you don't want to change it too much at all. So think about the goal of it first, and then you can think about how it will look.
Okay, listener questions, 087 1400 106. If you have a question, send it in to me. Send us a voice note on WhatsApp for Jenny and Sarah today. Sheila is looking to replace her windows. They're 30 plus years old, PVC, double glazed, insulated. Or sorry, they weren't. They were installed when the house was built. She'd love to know what spec I should be using when looking for quotes. I want to get the very best out there this time. Was going to get solar panels, but feel we'll be more comfortable with home spending the money on new windows. I need your thoughts.
Yeah, Sheila, you're so right. The first thing to do is insulate your house. You can spend the money on solar panels later, but you will save the most money by insulating your house and getting that right first. So well done. Totally agree with you. In my opinion, as I said, I think Aluclad is the best you can go for longevity.
Well, just explain what that is now. Why you think?
This is aluminium windows that are covered with a timber cladding. So I have timber windows and I do love them. And if you love them out there as well, and you know, they're great. They really last a long time. They just need a little bit of maintenance in the form of maybe sanding and painting.
Which is the very reason I didn't go for them.
Yeah, and a lot of people
don't. I don't want any work.
I will say I'm 5 years in and I haven't had to do anything yet, but you know,
but you will.
You will have to at some stage. Aluclad takes that away because.
So if you want, if you don't mind a bit of work, Sheila, go for the Aluclad.
Go for the timber.
And if you're lazy like me, go for the PVC.
No, if you don't mind a bit of work, go for the timber. And if you're a little bit lazy, go for the Aluclad. It's probably the most expensive.
So Aluclad is aluminium with some other material externally, exactly. Right? So you can actually get a timber effect.
It's usually
externally.
An engineered wood. Yeah. And these days the timber is so well done that actually the maintenance is effectively zero. It's almost the difference in your floors between getting a solid wood floor and an engineered wood floor in terms of maintenance.
Exactly. I'd kind of liken it to the engineered floor. So it's got all the engineering quality and the aluminium and the longevity, but you can still get a look of something that isn't just plastic.
That's simple what I say go for, Sheila. Aluclad.
Hope that answers your question, Sheila. John in Dublin has a Ventilux window in the bathroom. It was installed 13 years ago. He's now noticed water droplets in the bathroom tile floor directly below the window in the morning before any shower is taken. Is the Ventilux double glazed window, is it failing? Will I need a new one, or is this just a symptom of the cold weather?
I have this issue too, John. So if it's happening when there's no rain, there's no reason for water to be coming in to your home, even before a shower, it's probably condensation, especially in this very cold weather. So if your house is really warm and the outside is really cold, it's very likely that there's condensation droplets forming on the window and they're dropping down. So you're fine. It usually is a ventilation issue. So I would suggest opening the windows, although in this weather, maybe just deal with the water droplets. It's not a big deal. But if you think in any way that it's because of rain, because of leaking, you know, all windows, especially in the roof, if they're flat and especially if they have corners, are subject to leaking at some stage.
It sounds like condensation, and in older windows, the double glazing on those, you can get some moisture as well build up. So sorry, what happens is the layer between the double glazing maybe is compromised. So now the cool air and the hot air when the rad comes on in the morning in the bathroom, the cold air outside, they might be just, you know, having a stronger effect than they would have had previously. So just it's a window aging, but it sounds like condensation.
Now, this listener is wondering, are pelmets dead and gone? I failed to find either pelmets or somebody who can make them up over the past year. I want to hide the unsightly tops of the roller blinds under a pelmet with material that I have to match my curtains. I think they're dead.
I don't think they're dead and gone. They've changed. So they've become a new thing. So the fabric wrapped pelmet with the gold frame hanging along the bottom that we used to put around the top of window are gone.
Take me on the journey, Sarah, because they're just not for me.
You're going to have to convince the pair of us now, right?
What I would refer to, not necessarily just a pelmet, but it could be coving or it could be like a fascia. So from this would now go, if you were putting your voiles or your curtains right up to the ceiling in a ceiling track right next to the wall, you can then put a coving. Or we actually have something similar in the studio here. So a piece of timber that runs wall to wall and the curtains are behind that. It hides the top of the curtains, and some people like to put in an LED light strip or something like that. I'm not a huge fan of LED light strips in homes, only in the right places. So don't go wild. But look up coving and like fascia in a room. It's different. It runs, it's much
modern
sleeker.
Modern day.
Yeah. Yes, it's sleek pelmets. And it runs wall to wall. There's no gap.
And would you do same colour as the wall?
Yes, so if it's coving and you're painting your ceiling and a coving walls, paint it. It's not fabric.
Now, this listener has floor to ceiling windows at the front of their house. I don't want to block them with blinds because they let in so much light, but I need them to be covered in some way for a little bit of privacy. Are voiles my best bet?
Yeah, voiles are one option. Obviously, you're going to cover off some of potentially your view, you know, and a little bit of your light. What you could do as well is you could have cafe curtains. So you could have them hanging, you know, just from halfway up, and that will give you a little bit of privacy, but still let you look out. The other thing you could potentially do is apply a window film. So you could frost your window, for example, or have a reeded glass or something like that that won't block any light coming in, but will give you lots and lots of privacy.
Yeah, I think the cafe curtains work really well, more so maybe in a period property that where perhaps the window was split by like if it's a sash window or sash window style. For floor to ceiling, I think I would go voiles, but really super
like
sheer.
Voiles.
Do you not?
No, they're a modern net curtain basically, aren't they? Like,
I love a really lovely natural fabric, like a linen that has a little tiny bit of roughness to it, no sheen.
But why
no
bother putting the expense of the floor to ceiling glass at the front of the house if you're going to put this curtain over
it? The other thing you could do, listener, is you could put some plants just strategically placed outside the front of your window. Again, they'll block a little bit of light, but if you just have them around the bottom half, you could get yourself some privacy.
Yeah. Just on curtains, this other texter says, I've quite light curtains that I like the appearance of and I want to keep them, but there is a draft coming in through the old window. Now, they need to be replaced. That won't happen for a few years till I can afford to. Can I get any layers for my curtains that will make them a little bit more substantial to block out the cold?
Yeah, I mean, you could get a thermal lining on the existing curtains, or you could get a thermal under curtain, or you could get thermal blind. You could kind of like it is
Bulk
a case of layering. Yeah.
Yeah. You can also get a film for your window. Yes. So if you love your curtains and you don't want to touch anything and you don't want anything to change visually about them, you can buy a film. It's a window film that you apply yourself, and it kind of gives you a temporary double glazing effect while you're waiting to change out your existing windows.
Yeah. And go around your reseal your windows and stuff like that just for the extra draft.
Slightly different, but I have an internal stained glass door. It's panels of coloured glass framed by wood. I'd like to change the glass in it for a coloured textured glass. Could you suggest anywhere that does coloured textured stained glass where I could get some?
There was Earlys in Dublin. I don't know if they're still operating though.
I don't know.
If anyone has glass suggestions, yeah, send them in to us. 087 1400 106. I want to fly through some of these. This listener says, I'm moving into an art and crafts house. I don't know what they mean by that. It's very large with 20 plus very ornate multi-pane original windows. Obviously, I want to keep the original frames. Yeah, again, what are the glass replacement options? Okay, if there's anybody in the
check
business
with planning, first of all, because yeah, if there's any conservation at all, there are some homes that have a conservation on them where you're not allowed to touch the windows. You're not even allowed to upgrade from single glazing to double glazing. Yeah. I have my own thoughts on that. But check first, because you might not be able to do anything at all.
Okay. This texter says, my hall stairs and landing are painted a very deep purple plum type colour. All of the wooden window frames are white. I have two large windows in the landing that I think need blinds to soften them. Any suggestions on colour? I don't want purple. It'll be too matchy, but I can't decide what might look nice.
I would just wonder, so the curtains can soften it and there's, you know, colours can soften it. Would you think about painting the white though? Because the contrast between the white and the plum colour to me sounds quite harsh. Would you think, first of all, potentially about even painting your windows
window
if you can and the wood trimmings to match and do more colour drenching? Because that will soften it, first of all. It sounds like the white and plum contrast is a lot.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is, I won't tell you exactly what colour to go for because it's personal and I don't know exactly what undertones you have in your purple. But look at the colour wheel. Google the colour wheel. Look up the colour wheel and try as many swatches as you can. Look for, you know, complementary colours might help to soften what you have there.
I would say tonally try and stay similar to the wall. Don't go with anything wildly different. So tonally, like, stay in. Well, but like Jenny is saying, if you move in the colour wheel, you'll get something that's...
We can offer a suggestion in this very room because inside our News Talk studio here, we have obviously the raspberry near red walls with deep purple panels down the middle. And then we have these bright, I mean, like the brightest white you can possibly, like Tippex white.
And would you love this
drama
in your hallway?
Yeah, I mean, imagine, so my God, this would be your house.
But this is the thing too, when you are picking colours, like, do you want to just completely, you know, do you want something very soft, very calm, very soothing? Do you want a bit of drama, a bit of personality? Would you go patterns, for example, to merge?
I was thinking pattern, but I'm thinking subtle pattern that stays tonally close to your plummy purple, but it just brings in a little bit more. Yes.
Just on a different one. So where did I see the one about the Roman blinds? This listener thinks they can be expensive. Any suggestions on cheaper ones?
They just are expensive because they use a little bit, you know, the way they're made, the mechanism of them, they're expensive. I think they're so worth it though.
They're they're made to order. So
what I would suggest is, right, if you have a specific fabric in mind, your best option is to find a really, really good seamstress. Go down to the fabric outlet in County Kildare, find your fabric and get a good seamstress. And that could be...
That'll do it up a cheap way. Is it true the triple glazed windows can stop the heat from the sun coming into the house? I was told this when I was browsing around. You know, that was the one disadvantage to triple glazed. And I can tell you, on a hot day, the house, the back of the house where it's southwest facing, it is like a sauna. You would absolutely melt in the morning.
But is the caller saying it stops?
So they think that because of the triple glazing, this texter is asking, does it mean that because of the three pane that it'll stop the heat from the sun coming in? They're too well protected.
If you're south facing with the sun blasting in.
Yeah.
I don't think any amount of glass would stop the heat.
Lot more questions coming in about this. We'll have to come back to the windows another day. I know a few people too, I should say, just asking, sorry, about SEAI grants and windows. We did talk about that in the show yesterday. That podcast is up. You can listen back. Actually, you'll get all of our chats and conversations. The News Talk, the Go Loud app. You can subscribe to Lunchtime Live. That's Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist, former winner of Home of the Year. Sarah Carroll, you can find her, Sand and Deliver DIY on Instagram.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.